Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code GOALS at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code GOALS. Monarch. The modern way to manage money.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Rugby legend, Leinster legend, Ireland legend, Devon Toner is here. He is, of course, now a qualified financial advisor. Devon, if you came into some jewellery and you wanted to invest it.
I was just about to say there was a robbery in Croke Park as well last night. Hey.
Now, to any extent, do you watch a scoreline like that yesterday and say, see, you miss me?
No. I'm gone too long to say that. But like it's good for Irish rugby, isn't it? Seeing a score like that, do you know what I mean? I'd say this Munster obviously saw how many are in the Irish squad for the Ottoman Nationals. I think is it 4 or 5 maybe. But and they have a lot to prove. But again, it's brilliant for Irish rugby to re-spark the rivalry.
What does it say about Leinster though?
It says that they haven't had a great start to the season. You know, it was very tough. First two games away in South Africa, lost, and then obviously won the first one last week. So it's a tough start to the season, especially with all the Lions coming back as well. So it probably has been disjointed. So it's obviously not what they would have wanted, but it's kind of buckled down now and try and get back on track.
Now, are you still actively interested, or at this point you think, I'm duck away, I'm done, I'm away, I'm retired, don't bother me?
I am actively interested in the results. I do. I wouldn't watch as much as I would like. Busy weekends, you know. So like, I don't really get to watch as much as I would like. But I am interested in how the teams are getting on and the scorelines and who's getting on well. Yeah.
How are you? Now you're 3 years into it, so I assume you're fairly settled into it at this point. But how are you finding the shift from a career that was fairly all encompassing into?
Yeah. Yeah, as you say, I'm 3 years gone now. But for the main part, I'm enjoying it. You know, so like as I kept always saying, like I love having weekends back to yourself to be well back to myself, back doing kids sports at the weekends now. So it's all about them. But being able to plan stuff in advance, being able to plan holidays, being able to do stuff. So there's a lot of freedom that comes with it. But there obviously are stuff that you miss as well. You miss the big games, and you miss the build up to the Six Nations. You miss the Autumn Internationals. Kind of you do miss the big games when it comes down to it. And one of the main things you miss is actually the environment. You know, so you're going to work with 40 of your best mates every day, do you know, so and just having the crack as well, like so you miss the environment and the lads, the camaraderie and stuff. So like it's but as I said, on the whole, it's pretty good being out.
Now, when I was talking earlier on about the fact that you were coming in, we were saying about the All Blacks Chicago game and the fact that it's coming up again. What are the things when people come up to you? What are the games or instances that they talk to you about? What do they want to reminisce with you on?
Yeah, Chicago is top of the list.
Is it?
Yeah. So like, but anytime...
Isn't that weird for a match that's technically... I recognise why it's so big,
no,
but you have a lot of medals and stuff.
I know, yeah, I know. Do you know what, like, anytime I do media, anytime I do questions, I'm always asked, what's your favourite game? And that's probably up there with mine, do you know? Even though it is a friendly... But it was just the weekend that was in it, the history behind it. It was obviously away in Chicago, so something new, something different. Like the Irish people over there were huge, huge amount of numbers travelled as well. It was kind of obviously poignant for me. My dad passed away just 5 months earlier. And then there was the whole the number 8 for Axel before the game. My wife Mary and my mom were over to watch the game. So it was... And to be able just to come on top and win in the way we did was huge. And sorry, the also the feel good feelings around the actual city, because I think who's the baseball team? The Cubs, is it? So the Cubs had just won the World Series for the first time in 114 years. I think it was 2 days before our game, and they had the homecoming the day before our game. So there was like a parade going down the streets of like, I don't think it was like 5 or 6 million people. So the actual feel good electricity in the whole city was brilliant. Like,
I can almost hear Munster fans saying, ah, sure, beating the All Blacks is nothing. And what was strange, though, was that it, I mean, what was it, 110 years of never having it? And it broke the dam. I mean, the fact that the All Blacks became a beatable team
absolutely,
at that point.
Yeah. Well, it kind of goes back to when you're looking forward to this game in Chicago. Ireland are kind of expected to win this one, which puts a lot of pressure on them as well. Do you know, I mean, the All Blacks are kind of ticking along nicely, do you know, and they're going to obviously see everything that's going to be talked about at the game and all that sort of stuff. So, like, it's going to be a lot of pressure on them.
The way into it, did you think this is the one, this is actually a doable, or was it mid-game that you begin to realise, hang on, lads, you know, we're going to pull this off?
A bit of both. Going into the game, you're obviously like, so like, we obviously came close in 2013 in the Aviva when they scored in the last second. So that was kind of my first taste of it. Well, sorry, I came off the bench in 2010 against them and lost that. But like, there were always this aura around them about not being able to beat them. And then obviously in your back of your head in the week leading up to it, saying, okay, so I'll relax, this is going to be the same old stuff. But then kind of when we get into it, then it starts ticking over and you start scoring more tries and you start, everything starts clicking into pace. That's when it's like, that's when it starts, when you start thinking about it, yeah.
And the rush at the point at which you have the victory, what's that? Because I assume, given the level of build-up, given the level of effort, given the level of physical and emotional exhaustion, that has to be a very unusual thing. There's not much else in life that gives you that couple of minutes elation and adrenaline. And
like, because they started coming back into it later on in the game, and part of it was down to me missing a tackle as well on Scott Barrett. So he got through, he scored a time. And so I was feeling really nervous going in, kind of thinking, oh, are they going to come back in and win now because of me, because I missed a tackle kind of thing? But then we ended up getting down there end of the pitch, and we had a scrum, and then Robbie Henshaw goes over to try at the end, and then we know it's sealed, we're going to win. And then everyone just starts going mad, you know. So and then obviously the whistle goes, and the play was just electric.
When you bump into the lads again, because you described working with 40 of your best friends, do you click back into the same kind of dynamic that you once had, or is there a feeling that set of relationships has withered away a bit?
No, it doesn't wither. It kind of withers as in you obviously don't see them that much, like, and it takes a lot to actually go for a coffee with someone, because everyone's got proper jobs. It's like, it's very hard. Everyone's got families. It's very hard to meet up. But when you do see someone, it is like you just click back into it. You know, like it's the same old stuff. And it's not like, oh, a big long lost kind of relationship. It's kind of, you see them, you're saying, what's going on? What's the crack? All that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? So it is very much back to what it used to be. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you still feel like you could do it?
Yeah. Do I still feel like I could do it? Yeah. Part of you thinks you can. But every year we played the Legends games. So the Legends games against England coming up in the Six Nations. So I played that every year and kind of enjoyed playing them as well. So it's kind of getting back into it. And you do miss the... Part of you misses being sore in the morning. Do you know what I mean? After a good game. Do you know? A bit like creaking out of bed. Part of you does miss that, man. Like, you do miss the contact a bit, and you do kind of miss getting stuck into it.
Yeah, I was wondering, is it hard to convince the head that you're tired? Because I remember years ago watching, they did a display in Monza, and they had all the former Ferrari winners. And so they had Jody Scheckter, they had Michael Schumacher, but they had John Surtees, who I think must have been pushing 70. Mm. And he did a display lap like he nicked it. Pouring sweat on. And you knew by him, he thinks, if he could get in one of the modern cars, he'd still have a shot.
I know, yeah, because you look at some of the lads who play, or the second rows that played in Leinster, so Brad Thorne and Nathan Hines, they went till they were 40. I'm only 39.
You're a mere child. Would you not think of making a comeback? You could be the George Foreman of international rugby.
Oh, I very much doubt it.
How are you finding being a QFA? You're in...
Yeah, I work for a financial planning firm now, so I'm QFA'd. I don't actually do much advising, but I'm working with one of the regular contributors here, Paul Merriman, comes in, and he's a financial...
Regular on Pat's show.
Financial guru. So I work for Fairstone and ask Paul... I kind of organise our financial wellness offering for businesses and corporates. So Paul and a lot of other advisors go into these businesses and corporates and do a financial planning webinar, or masterclass, we call it. So we come into a business and do an hour of what you need for a robust financial plan. I basically organise all of our financial wellness offering.
Interesting work.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. Because you get to meet so many different people and know so many different walks of life and businesses. And it's really good seeing all the other different businesses around as well. So it's really good and really kind of rewarding.
Lovely to talk to you. When you make the comeback, come on in till we discuss it. The one and only Devon Toner.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.